Then, if someone is not going away from you, you say he's coming straight
at or toward.
Mm-hmm. And if
now, many people in New Orleans say towards, with that accent, with that pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. If you saw someone you had not seen in a long time and then were telling someone about it, you'd say, this morning I just happened to
run into.
Okay. And if a child was given the same name as her mother, you'd say she was named
after.
Okay. And the kind of animal that barks is a
dog.
Okay, we're getting into something we were discussing at lunch. What would you call a mixed breed?
Well, certainly my childhood word is coyoodle. Mm-hmm. I did not know what feist meant until I grew up.
Mm. Is a feist mixed breed?
Well, a feist is a little useless dog. Could be a mixed breed, but I think you might call a little fox terrier, for example, a feist, too.
Now, how are you spelling coyoodle?
Well, I'm quite sure it's not coy, it's ka, coyoodle. And I spelled it C-A-Y-O-O-D-L-E. And I have some clippings from, say, local papers which spell it that way, which is why I adopted it.
Good. We need some authority for that sort of thing. If you wanted your dog to attack a dog or person, what would you say?
Sick him.
Mm-hmm. And if the dog were a little bit dangerous, you say you'd better watch out. The dog might...
might bite.
And yesterday he...
bit.
And he has...
He's bitten. Bitten. Okay. I don't think there's much doubt about that.
Would you ever say dog bit?
Look at his hand. He's been dog bit. No, it would sound very rustic to me.
Somehow. Okay, and what would you call the male in a herd of cattle?
Oh, we're not too polite. We just say bull.
Is there any stigma on the word bull? What about the female?
Cow is the only word. I think that a lot of people, of course, aren't too knowledgeable about things of that kind. I found myself having to explain to a class in English literature what a capon was, and it was rather indelicate.
What is a baby cow?
A calf.
Yeah, are there different names for male and female?
Not in the city, at least.
All right. If
except he calf and she calf.
Your cow was about to produce a calf, how would you express that? She's going to...
calf.
Okay. The animals that they used to use in plowing with the long ears are what?
Mules.
And if you were plowing with two of those, you'd say you had a what of mules?
Team.
Okay. What about the animals that are, I guess they're like bulls that are used in plowing?
Oxen.
And if you had two of those, what would they be?
Well, that's certainly a team.
Okay. A male horse is a...
stallion.
And a female is?
I live near the racetrack all my life. I know all about horses when they're not pulling something.
So a female is a...
a female's a mare. Okay. Of course, a filly is an unbred female who's still racing.
Mm-hmm. And if when you get up on your horse and you move along, you say, I like to...
well, to ride, to pace, to trot, to canter, to gallop, to...
ride will do. When you say, yesterday I...
I rode.
And I have...
ridden.
Okay, if you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell...
fell off.
And if a child had been in bed and then woke up on the floor, he'd say, I must have...
fallen out.
Okay. The things you put on the horse's feet to protect them are the...
shoes.
And the part...
or horseshoes.
The part of the foot that you put the shoe on is the...
hoof.
And he has four...
hooves.
What is the game that you play with horseshoes called?
Horseshoes.
Okay. Do you know a similar game that's played with rings rather than horseshoes?
A children's game, kind of you're likely to get for a present from the aunt who didn't want to spend much money. Ring toss.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then male sheep is called?
A ram.
And female?
Well, country people in South Louisiana say yo, not you.
Mm-hmm. You would say?
Well, as I say, I've never been around people who raise sheep much, and the word